Now, there's a reason why I'm just coming out of the overture on the gavotte, because I want us to hear the whole gavotte once we've had a chance to speak to Matthew Leake. Now, Matthew, if I said to you, happy birthday, it's not about your birthday, but it is about 5 years ago, a significant thing happened to you. What was it?
5 years ago today, I was actually on this show. I was with you here talking about my work with the WA Charity Orchestra and all their stuff. And fun fact, last weekend their wind symphony won the national championship. So while I'm no longer with them, just thought I'd give them a bit of a shout out.
Good, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Now, Matthew, you're playing Marco in the Gondoliers. Just before we talk about yourself, when is the season of the Gondoliers?
We start, I believe it's either the 16th or the 17th of May. It's the Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
and we run for 3 weeks, closing on the 25th.
And that's at the Dolphin?
Yes,
at
the Dolphin, UWA, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, we've got that set in our mind. Now, I'd just like to talk to you a bit about things we probably touched on 5 years ago, but that's a long time ago.
Yes.
Matthew, why singing?
Why singing? Well, 5 years ago, I hadn't done actually a lot of singing. I hadn't done any theatre shows at all 5 years ago. I'd done a lot of work in choirs, and through high school, I was kind of known as the tenor guy. I was the guy that just... I was like, in year 10 choir, I was the only tenor for about 4 weeks before people started to join in. So it's kind of just something I've always done, even as a kid. And of course, I went through the younger teenagers, choir's not cool, singing's not cool, but didn't take me long to flip back out of that. And then did some school productions, had some fun with that. And then actually back end of 2019, I did my first show, which was with Malu Theatre. We did Les Mis.
Right.
And so that was a lot of fun, and I've just jumped on board, done about 2 shows every year since then, except for the COVID year, obviously.
So Matthew, when you look, obviously, with the tenor voice, you've got a particular area to look at. But are there particular thoughts going through your mind about what you would like to perform?
I personally just like music that I connect with. So when I was going through high school and I wasn't really doing many productions, and even early uni days when I wasn't doing those productions, I still sung all the time.
Mm.
And it was always there were some music theatre songs, there were some contemporary songs, but it was always just music that I was able to connect with and artists that I was able to connect with mainly. And then Les Mis, I did that in school, and then so a production came up that someone pointed it on to me, and I just thought, oh, I'll give it another go. And it was a lot of fun to do it again outside of a school environment, and I've made a lot of lifelong friends through that singular production.
Would you think that you are more concerned or more interested in roles on stage than roles on the concert platform?
I've kind of moved away from being on the concert platform a little bit. In 2021 was when I finished up my work with the charity orchestra, just because I was getting into a theatre and I got my first lead in another Malu production. And so I didn't have time for both, so I decided to focus more on the theatre. But I still do a fair bit of playing. So just recently I was in, again, Malu's production of Newsies Junior. I was in the band for that, just playing along, and it was good to get the trumpet out again and have a bit of a play with that. And I've MD'd a show over at Melville. I've vocal directed shows for my work as well. So it's
when you look at your career to date, and you're a young person, did you plan that trajectory, or did it just happen?
No, I probably saw myself when I was here 5 years ago. I probably saw myself as just staying in that sort of band world and doing some choir stuff. That was where I really saw myself, and I was happy to be one of those people that could do both. And then it was just doing Les Mis, where I had to work with my band director at the time to get a couple of rehearsals off to be able to do both. And I did Les Mis, and it felt like I found my place, and that it just sort of dragged me with it, and I had so much fun.
Do you think, too, that you're enticed by the fact that you are building a person telling their life story, basically, when you get on stage?
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of the main things I try to think about when I'm on stage, that character. I don't have a method in terms of trying to present a character on stage. Like, I don't have a set method I've tried every time. But the end goal is that in the moment, I'm feeling what the character's feeling. It's not often, and it's not a lot of the time where I'm quote unquote acting it and not feeling it myself.
Yes.
Like, I'd feel like I need to connect with the character to really portray what I want. And in the end, when I've been able to do that, that's when I've had my strongest moments.
So let's look to Marco and the Gondoliers for the GNS Society. So what's your thoughts? Now, we're halfway through, basically. You were telling me you had good music rehearsals,
yep,
and now you're starting on the production side of
it. Yes.
So at this point, how are you feeling about the character? Where's he going?
Well, what I've taken away from Marco so far is that he's a very cheeky character.
Right.
There's not too many layers to him as of yet.
Mm.
We explore it a little bit deeper in the Take a Pair of Sparkling Eyes solo that he gets in Act 2.
Mm.
But a lot of it is just sort of... And I've noticed even in some of the lines where he's really focusing on the family aspect with his brother. So every time there's the questioning of who could be the king, his first go-to is, so we're not brothers. So, and
right,
that really resonates with me. It's more like he couldn't care less which one is which. He's impacted by the fact that they're not brothers anymore, or they're not like biological brothers, and he wants to keep that connection.
Now, most people, I think, would know the basic or the complete outline of the Gondoliers, but perhaps we better just explain who the two brothers are.
So Marco and Giuseppe are the sons of Gondolier over in Venice, and we get a troop of royal people coming in, and they say that one of us was secretly switched at birth and given to our father, but unfortunately he's had a few too many across his life to remember which one was his real son and which one was the baby that was trusted to him. So we were just raised as brothers. We were never told any different. And then we get taken away to the kingdom where they were waiting for them to figure out exactly which one of us it is. And that's kind of where all the chaos ensues. And
everything.
When they come and get us, we've already been married, but one of us was secretly married as a baby, and it gets hectic and it gets crazy, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Spoiler alert. For those that don't know how it ends, we're not going to tell that. No, they've got to learn that.
You've got to come to find out which one of us it is.
Okay. Now, because the whole spark, I understand, from Gilbert's life was the kidnapping that he went through in his own life in that sort of travel area. How do you link the absurdities, the good absurdities of a Gilbert and Sullivan plot with the very serious way of putting together what is basically a comic opera?
No,
yes. Don't let's get our terminologies too mixed up. It's comic opera. It's not a concert.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I'm very used to doing more contemporary shows, so this is my first foray into a more classical thing. And when I've explained it to people, I've said it's essentially an opera.
Yes.
I'm not seeing it as a musical. But I think the key element is to maintain the music. And to make sure the music is, for me anyway, in that amount of a sung through production,
yes,
it's that's the first key element that you've got to nail. You've got to really make sure that's at the forefront, and then the comic doesn't come second, but it's almost got to support the music rather than take over it.
Well, I always, in my other hat as a director, I always used to say, look, to a member of a cast, Sullivan in music will tell you how to move.
Mm.
You don't have to just rely on what Gilbert has said before or in the libretto. But now, getting back to your colleagues in the production. So, who's your brother?
My brother is a Giuseppe. He's played by Theo Murphy-Jelly. We've actually crossed paths while we were both at Whopper. He was a few years above me, but we were both in the choir there at the same time. So it's good to reconnect with him and have a bit of a laugh with him. We always got along well, and our connections have sort of grown during this show. And there have been moments where we've just sort of had a bit of a laugh and had some jokes, and that's felt very brotherly, and it's been good to sort of establish that.
I think there's a cast of principals of 11 in the Gondoliers, so it's silly to try and name everybody, but you've got a good cast assembled and you're working hard on the music and now on the production.
Mm.
So I think we better retrace our steps just to find out again where it is, when it is, and where tickets are available.
We open on, it's either the 16th or 17th, but it's on the Thursday night of May at the Dolphin Theatre in UWA, and there are links to tickets on our Facebook page, the Gilbert and Sullivan Society.
And your two directors, who are they?
Our director is Paul Treasure, who this is my first time working with him. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And our music director, Blake Houlihan. I actually went through high school with Blake. He was the year below me, and we both played trumpet, so we sat next to each other, causing chaos.
This is sounding very incestuous. Very incestuous.
Yes.
But it is interesting that the links we have with our fellow performers in or whatever in any way, and I think it makes for a strong production to have that trust with each other before you've even started.
Yeah, no, Blake and I have been really good friends for a long time because we did high school together. We sat next to each other for about 3 years in band. We then both went to Whopper for trumpet. We were in a couple of bands through uni at the same time. We've always stayed close. We've got a group of friends that we regularly catch up with, and Blake's in that. And he's the one that put the audition onto me. He sent me a message and said, "Hey, I'd love for you to audition for this." He came and saw me in one of my last shows, so it was great to hear from Blake, and I jumped on it. And yeah, now we're doing a show together.
Exactly, and it also meant you came back to Capital Events.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is even more important.
Absolutely.
Matthew, thanks indeed for coming in this morning. I know because middle of rehearsals, your mind is going in all sorts of different directions, but yours has been very much clear about what you want for Marco, and I think everybody who comes to see you in that role will have a bonus for an evening. So well done, and all the best. Go and break an oar or something, or whatever the gondoliers need to break.
Thank
Matthew
you.
Leake playing Marco in that wonderful comic opera from Gilbert and Sullivan, The Gondoliers. And I did try to do this when you came into the studio, so you can go out singing along with Thomas Edmonds, I hope.